Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Brianna Dencher, and you are listening to the New Heights Show on Education. The New Heights Educational Group Incorporation promotes literacy for children and adults by offering a range of educational support services. Such services include assisting families in the selection of schools, organization of educational activities, and acquisition of materials. We promote a healthy learning environment and enrichment programs for families of preschool and school-age children, including children with special needs. The New Heights Education offers support to all students, whether in public schools, private schools, charter schools, or to homeschooled students. On today's show, I have decided to talk about the new SAT exam that has been introduced this year in 2016. I actually took the exam last Saturday, and I thought it would be a good idea to give you guys some tips and suggestions on preparation. I am not allowed to talk about the test specifically or the questions that were on the exam itself, but I think this would be a good time for me to give you an overview of the exam and my thoughts on the entire 2016 test. Visit us online at www.newheightseducation.org, or you can also contact the New Heights Educational Group directly by calling 419-786-0247. You can also email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. Please remember to push follow us for updates on upcoming shows, or you can visit our website to see host bios and keep track of your favorite hosts and all of our shows. Here are the following announcements from the New Heights Educational Group for the week. First off, the New Heights Educational Group Recognition Day of 2016 will be held on June 11th at 3 p.m. at the Harvest Life Fellowship. This is a time for all of you guys to come out and celebrate our 10th anniversary with us. The event is open to the public. John Paulding Days will be held on July 8th through 9th. The New Heights Educational Group has been invited as a local nonprofit to be a food or game vendor. We are looking for volunteers to see if anyone is interested in setting up a game or food booth at this event as a fundraiser for our nonprofit organization. Please reach out to us if you're interested in attending and participating. Now, back to today's show on the new and redesigned SAT examination. The College Board made content, format, and scoring changes to the SAT this year in 2016. The new SAT test prioritizes content that reflects the kind of reading and math students will encounter in college and their future work lives. And I know I did a few programs before on the SAT and on how the SAT has been aligned to accommodate the new standards that are being released on Common Core. And if you are interested in learning more about the SAT and on listening to my previous programs that I did, please feel free to take a look at them. So the SAT of 2016 now has four required sections, which are reading, writing, and two math sections. One does not allow the use of a calculator, while another one does allow the use of a calculator. And there is also one optional section, which is the essay section. The evidence-based reading and writing sections are, there is a 65-minute reading section and a 35-minute writing and language section. So the reading section is 52 questions and the writing and language section is 54 questions. And for both the reading and the writing sections, the test is entirely multiple choice. A student receives a question and four answer choices given, and they have to pick the answer choice that they feel is the best answer to that question. The math is a little bit more complicated, and there are two sections for the math section. So there is one 25-minute section that does not allow the use of a calculator, and it is composed of 20 questions. It is mixed between multiple choice questions and also about five questions where a student gives their own answer. They have to bubble in the answer that they feel is correct to the question. And there's also a 55-minute calculator section that consists of 38 questions. And this section, too, also gives both a mix of multiple choice questions and questions where a student has to give their own answer. So they're not given any choices. The essay is something that has been dramatically changed from the old SAT, and now the essay has become longer. So a student receives 50 minutes to write their response. The essay receives three scores that consist of reading, analysis, and writing, ranging from 2 to 8. So the essay is scored by two separate teachers, and each teacher gives 1 to 4 points. So if a student is taking the exam without the essay, they are given 3 hours, and if a student is taking the SAT exam with the essay, they have 4 hours for the entire exam. It is $1,600 on the new SAT with a separate score for the essay section. And as I mentioned before, the math section does include no calculator segments, which is section 3 on the exam. I think the best change to the SAT definitely is the fact that there is now a no-point deduction for incorrect answers, and I think that's really beneficial. Personally, when I was taking the exam, there were questions that, you know, I felt posed some slight difficulty for me, and, you know, it is good to know that even if you bubble in a wrong answer choice, that no points are being deducted for that wrong answer choice. So you're not being penalized for getting something wrong. And the essay, as I mentioned, once again, is optional and requires students to evaluate an existing argument through analysis and presentation of evidence from the passage. Passage-based questions require students to be able to cite specific evidence in tests to support answer choice. Students will be asked to locate evidence in a passage that best validates the answer to a previous question. And there are reading passages that focus on founding documents, so it is best if a student is familiar with some documents such as the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution before going into exam room. The vocabulary test relates to relevant words and context. Words are widely used in college and professional life and have multiple meanings depending on context. The evidence-based reading and writing includes graphs and tables for science and social studies passages, and the math section focuses on algebra, geometry, fundamentals, and some advanced math concepts such as trigonometry. Although I do have to say from personal experience, I found that the math sections of the SAT mainly focused on algebra and geometry, and there were very few questions related to trigonometry. Although I do think, you know, it is best if a student is prepared, especially in questions relating to triangles and circles, and that they are prepared with these kind of questions before going into exam room, because they will see at least two or three questions on the exam relating to trigonometry concepts. As for the essay section, and my personal essay suggestions definitely is for the students to be very familiar with the essay format. So what I did before going into the test room is I went on different websites for some essay suggestions to the new SAT, and I also read a lot of essays, a lot of student essays that were on the College Board website or on other websites, so I could kind of get a better idea of what is expected from me on the test. So a good website that I would definitely recommend personally is cracksat.net, and I'll be posting the link to the website in the description below. And I found that this website did give a lot of really good suggestions for the essay, and it also provided a lot of essay examples that the student could look at how the essay should be written and what should be included before going into the exam room. Things that I found were very helpful on this website is the suggestions that they gave, and the introduction needs to do three things. So the introduction must first describe the text. So this is where you're going to be writing on what the text is about. You're going to be introducing the topic of the text. You have to paraphrase the argument. So this is where a student has to show the grader that they understand the text by summing up the main points and the overall message of the text. And also, important in the introduction is to definitely introduce the examples you'll be discussing in the body paragraph. So you're establishing a framework in the introduction that you will then follow for the rest of the essay. So it's very, you know, similar to writing a real essay in class. It's very similar to that. So you have the introduction, you have the three body paragraphs, and the conclusion. So really, I would definitely recommend using that format, and when I was writing the essay, I used the five-paragraph style that I was taught in, you know, in elementary school, in middle school, and in high school, and I would definitely suggest that a student use that four- to five-paragraph framework when they're writing the essay on the SAT. The body paragraphs focus on different appeals or style elements the author uses to effectively communicate the argument. So each body paragraph needs to, first off, explain and name the rhetorical device or appeal, and you have to tell where the specific rhetorical device is in the text, and definitely use short and relevant quotes to show your understanding of the text and the rhetorical device, but not necessarily relying on long excerpts from the passage. You must also identify the effects of the author's rhetorical choices, so explaining the connection between the rhetorical device or appeal and the text and your argument in general. So you should not simply use the quote and, you know, briefly paraphrase them, but your goal is instead to answer the question, how does this contribute to the author's argument? And I think that's a really great question that any student who plans on taking the SAT with the essay should really remember, how does this contribute to the author's argument? Because you're not necessarily, and I think this was the most difficult for me to understand and to kind of grasp a hold of, is that you're not necessarily giving your own opinion. That is not the point of the essay. The essay is made for a student to explain how the author builds his or her argument on a specific point. So nowhere is the essay asking for a student's own opinion, and therefore it's not necessarily an essay where you should use the words you or I, but rather you're working to explain how the author is building the argument. And I think that is definitely something that a student should practice before going into exam room is understanding the question that is being asked. And for all of the essay questions that you will take on this new redesigned SAT, the question is the same. They're just giving you different passages to work with, and your goal is to explain, is to first off find the point that the author is trying to make, their point of view, and then use the passage to explain which points the author is making to support his or her argument. And I think that's definitely, I have to say, the most important thing in understanding when you're going into the exam room is understanding the question that is being asked beforehand. And, you know, since the question doesn't change, I think this is really easy and is very beneficial because a student is able to practice beforehand with, you know, different articles and different questions before actually going in to take the test. So I would definitely recommend to take a look at the website. Once again, the website is cracksat.net. There are also a lot of other websites out there, especially the College Board website, that I would definitely recommend visiting for the essay section especially. And the conclusion is really to just restate the goal of the text and briefly paraphrase the elements that you discussed in your essay, and you must be concise and accurate. So, you know, really looking at this, it's very similar, as I mentioned before, to, you know, a standard five-paragraph essay that a student typically learns to write since elementary school. So really, you know, all I would definitely suggest is practicing writing essays beforehand, and definitely practicing, most importantly, the format of the essay, because it is important that the student understands the question that is being asked. And some ways how I prepared for the exam is I spent about 3 or 4 months working every single day for several hours. And first off, what I did is I definitely registered on Khan Academy, and I would definitely urge anyone who plans on taking the SAT in the future to register with Khan Academy and to take a look at the SAT preparation that they offer. I definitely think that it's a great website, and it's definitely a tool that you should really utilize. And my target goal every day was to complete 120 questions. You know, sometimes I did not really accomplish this goal, or I worked on other things. But I think, you know, definitely setting some kind of a goal on Khan Academy and completing a certain number of questions is definitely a good way to go. It's definitely a very helpful website, and many of the questions that, and many of the topics that I found on the SAT exam were very similar to those that came from Khan Academy. I do have to say, you know, that one drawback of Khan Academy for me was that some of the questions, especially in the miscellaneous topics, such as trigonometry, did seem as too difficult, or, you know, very difficult to comprehend or understand. But, you know, I think that if a student starts from the lowest level and, you know, goes up, they're going to be able to utilize Khan Academy as a great preparation tool. I also went to my local library and I got a lot of preparation books for the SAT. Especially what I would recommend is the official College Board book, because I think the practice tests that they have on there are very, very similar to the real SAT, and I would definitely recommend looking over the questions and reading the suggestions that are given in the College Board book. Also, what I did is I did some reading of some classical literature. I didn't really spend a lot of time on this, as I thought I would, but I did read a lot of my favorite mystery books, such as Agatha Christie, or, you know, just did a lot of reading that I wanted to. So this is definitely something that I would definitely recommend, especially to help practice for the reading section and the essay section. I would definitely recommend reading some of your favorite books, or reading some articles, or, you know, even newspaper articles, or articles on different blogs to get a sense of reading from various kinds of material, such as nonfiction or scientific articles. The biggest help that I found on the SAT preparation that I did was definitely working on the mathematic practice problems. So as you guys probably already know, the SAT does have a lot of math concepts, and it is heavily focused on algebra. And what really helped me was personally doing a lot of practice problems in various algebra, such as solving equations, solving for square roots, working with different questions relating to circles, and I found that this really helped me to build a strong math concept before going into the exam room. And a really good website that I would personally recommend that I used is CUTA Software. It's KUTASoftware.com, and I'll be posting the website in the description below. They offer free worksheets that you can take a look at as PDF documents, and they range from, you know, pre-algebra to calculus. And what I really used is the algebra and the geometry worksheets. I did a lot of worksheets on this website, and I completed the problems, and I checked the answers. And if I did not understand how to do something, I would try to find a way or a method of solving the problem. I definitely think that, you know, being familiar with a lot of the math, the general math concepts, especially in Algebra 1 and Algebra 2, is a really good way to prepare for the math exam. And also, most importantly, I think, is definitely to use YouTube as a tool, and especially the Khan Academy YouTube channel. They offer a lot of great preparation videos that I personally use myself. And when I did not understand a certain topic or a question, I would go on YouTube and I would, in what I wanted to learn, and I would have a 5 or 10 minute video that would explain how to do certain problems. And I think that's a really great tool. So you're basically kind of working with, you know, like a virtual teacher, and you're kind of seeing how to do a problem, and you're being introduced to a concept. So I would definitely recommend, you know, being familiar with the basic trigonometry, you know, topics such as sine, cosine, tangent, and being familiar with some of the circle topics such as the degrees and radii and radius and circumference and just all of the basics of trigonometry. So, you know, I think I use these methods, and I definitely think that using the CUTASoftware.com website for worksheets, or really, you know, any worksheets out there that you can get your hands on, is definitely a very good tool that you can use to prepare for the SAT exam. So as for my personal feedback from the exam, I know that, as I mentioned before, I'm not allowed to talk about the specific questions that were on the exam or, you know, the specifics of the test that I took. But I think, personally, I think my exam reaction, I guess you could say, would be positive. I do think that the test at times was a bit long for me, and there were many times when I would kind of get, not necessarily exhausted, but it would become tiring because you're basically sitting there for about 4 hours and you're taking the test and you're only being given like 5 or 10 minute breaks. And it does become slightly exhausting, and I do think that definitely if a student does take practice exams before going into a test room, like full practice exams, completing all of the sections in one sitting, then they will definitely be more familiar with how the test works. So I do think that for me personally, I would definitely suggest that, from personal experience, it's a good idea for students to become familiar with how long the test really is, and that they would have to sit there for 3 to 4 hours and work on these questions, being given a minimal amount of breaks. And definitely time, I think time management is a key thing that should be one of the things that a student should really be preparing for when they're going into the SAT exam room. Time is very limited. You're given very limited time for each of the questions. And I know for me personally, there were times when I was, you know, I was nervous because I thought I would not be able to either finish a question or I would not be able to, you know, finish the entire section with the time that is given. So I definitely think that if a student is preparing for the exam, they should be preparing for this time that they're given and use time that they are, that they have until the exam to really look at the times that they're given and really practice working on the sections by timing themselves and using this time to kind of work with on what they need to work on. So whether they need to go faster, whether they need to go slower. So it's definitely important for a student to prepare for the SAT by taking these full-length practice tests, especially the ones that are given on the College Board website or through the College Board book that is being sold. I do think that one of the key things and one of the key methods on how to prepare is definitely to take practice exams so that you're not only familiar with the questions that are being given, but most importantly that you're being familiar with the format and how much time you're being given on the exam. And like I mentioned, really a way of preparing for the SAT, I would definitely say, is definitely reviewing what you've learned in your math class, especially for algebra and geometry and trigonometry, and doing a lot of reading. And I found especially helpful for the writing and language section on Khan Academy's website. I think that I am very grateful for Khan Academy for especially giving me the sections of the writing and language to work with. And, you know, I think really if a student spends some sort of time every single day and they set aside specific time on preparation and they're completing the practice test and they're becoming familiar with the format of the exam and being familiar with the time that they're given, I think that they're definitely going to do a really great job. And most importantly, the best thing to do is to definitely try your best to not give up and to tell yourself that you're going to do good when you're taking the exam, before you're taking the exam, and definitely while you're taking the exam. It is definitely a good idea to encourage yourself that you're going to do a good job on the SAT exam. And, you know, I think that's definitely going to make a great score for you, and it's definitely going to give you a positive testing experience. So these are definitely my personal thoughts on the SAT exam. And if you guys have any questions on, you know, the SAT exam or the format, I would definitely suggest you take a look online. There is a lot of great resources out there, especially YouTube, where there are a lot of teachers and many different videos that explain how to do certain problems and certain topics that are coming from the SAT, and definitely to do a lot of research before you take the SAT, especially for the essay section, and to really be familiar with the SAT format and what the SAT structure is. And, you know, as I mentioned, I think that's definitely going to go a long way in giving you a really good score. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's show. I hope that some of my personal suggestions and my SAT testing experience helped you guys. Thank you once again for tuning in every single week and listening to my show. Have a wonderful rest of the week, guys, and I will see you all next Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bye, guys.